We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is currently 8:15. Today is May 26th, the Tuesday after Memorial Day, and it's going to be hot and humid, as it is going to be every day until, I would say at least the middle of October. Hopefully by Halloween some cool weather will come in. I'm not trying to demoralize you. As a local guy, I'm just telling you the way it is. Rain chances 60% today, tomorrow 30% on Thursday, 40% Friday, 30% Saturday, 30% Sunday, and they're not really giving you a chance for showers on Monday. They're saying it's going to be less humid, so maybe some kind of dry front will come through. There are things going on in the world besides coronavirus, the novel coronavirus and COVID-19. Among them is the legislature that's in session and a discussion about tort reform that... will it lower auto insurance rates? Who's at help? Who's at hurt? We're going to hear both sides, and we begin with Kirk Talbot, Louisiana State Senator, about tort reform. Morning, Kirk. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy.
Thanks for taking the time with us. Everybody's feeling all right and so forth?
Yeah, everybody's fine up here. You know, we're doing social distancing, people wearing masks, and it's a little different, but everything seems to be working out here.
And you guys decided to call yourself, I hate to say guys, but men and ladies and gentlemen, decided to call yourself into special session. Is that done or not?
That is done. So we will end session at 6 p.m. on Monday, and we'll go into a special session at 6:01 till June 30th. And, you know, mainly to deal with the budget, but also to deal with a lot of issues that we had set for this session, but you know, we pared back a lot of our bills and a lot of our legislation because of the smaller amount of time. So we're going to deal with some of those other issues in June. And, you know, we'll also have a better idea of the budget situation. You know, as long as we get a budget passed by July 1st, we're okay. But
yeah,
the longer we wait, the more, you know, the more grasp we'll have on the economic situation.
I jumped off sides there. You answered the question before I actually asked it, which
Sorry.
Is no, that's great. Procedurally, everything just gets pushed off, and the main concern is that the fiscal year starts July 1st, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Let's talk about tort reform. It's a little bit confusing with jury thresholds. You and I went through this last time trying to understand it. Let's start with the bill that I guess has gotten through the Senate now.
Yep, we're actually going to be passed the Senate with overwhelming numbers, 29-8, I believe.
Veto-proof numbers?
You know, yeah, but hopefully we won't come to that. I mean, I'm working with the governor. We're trying to come to an agreement. You know, I think he wants to sign something on this issue. You know, but we're hashing that out as every day goes by. It is going in front of the House Civil Law Committee at about 8:30 this morning. So, you know, we feel pretty good that we can get it out of there. But, you know, we're negotiating every step of the way.
So what's it going to do, Kirk, for people like me, the average guy on the street? Why is this important to us that this get done?
Well, let me just say this. The reason why, you know, we have the second highest auto insurance rates in the country and probably going to be number one soon because Michigan, who is number one, just passed a sweeping tort reform bill last summer, is the bodily injury claims in Louisiana, when that means bodily injury payouts per accident, are double than anywhere else in the country. That's twice as expensive. Also, our rate of the amount of lawsuits are higher here than anywhere else. So what that does is that drives the cost of insurance. In other words, if it's like food costs with a restaurant, if beef in Louisiana costs twice as much than anywhere else in the country, then a hamburger is going to cost twice as much here. So we've got to get the number of lawsuits down, and we've got to get the bodily injury dollar amount claims down. And how do we do that? Well, we can do things like extending the two-year prescriptive period, which means you have, in Louisiana and one other state, you only have 1 year to file a lawsuit. So a lot of times people are trying to work it out with the insurance adjuster or trying to work it out with their medical bills and all that. They bump up on that year and they're forced to sue. Whenever you have a state that has more lawsuits than other states, the premiums are higher. So a two-year prescriptive period will give you an extra year to work it out and settle an accident rather than being forced to sue. We've also got to get the claims down. To get those claims down, we need to have more transparency in the medical bills. In Louisiana, people get paid on what was billed and not actually what was paid. In other words, if you and I get in a wreck and you use your insurance through Blue Cross and that sticker retail amount for your surgery is $100,000, but because you use insurance, what was actually paid on that bill was only $30,000. The judge and the jury never get to see what was actually paid. It's only that high sticker price, which increases costs, which increases premiums. Jury trial threshold, I think, is important because when you have the threat or the chance of going in front of a jury, both sides, the plaintiff side and the defense side, have an incentive to settle because neither side wants to go in front of a jury.
Let me pick it up there when we come back. All right, Kirk, we'll talk about threshold to get in front of a jury trial. 821, we're talking about tort reform with Senator Kirk Talbot. Next half hour, we'll talk to State Senator Jay Luno and get the other side of it in terms of tort reform, why we need it, why we don't need it. Your thoughts and comments are welcome at 870-870, and I will pass them along and try to get you an answer so you can be part of the conversation we're having here on WWL. It is 8:22 now, so we look at traffic. Tommy Tucker, WWL 8:26, talking to Kirk Talbot, Louisiana State Senator, about the legislature moving forward with tort reform. Somebody texted this in, so let me put that ahead of my questions, if I can. Kirk, and it concerns an amendment that Pat Connick proposed. Apparently they wanted to guarantee a rate reduction, and others said, well, we don't guarantee results from other bills we pass. Talk about that a little bit, will you, please?
Well, actually, there is a 10% guaranteed rate reduction in this bill. So for private insurance, if the bill passes, there'll be a 10% guaranteed rate reduction. Now, on the commercial side, and any of you, your listeners that have commercial vehicles know how difficult it is to even get insurance from a commercial vehicle if you can afford it. We're not doing the guaranteed rate reduction. We're doing a rate review where they'll look at those insurance companies' actuaries and their numbers a year after this goes into effect, and if their costs have gone down, then they shall lower their rates accordingly. Because if we do the mandatory rate reduction on the commercial side, I think it'll collapse, and I think they'll bail out of Louisiana like they're already doing now. There's really only two companies left that will even write commercial policies in Louisiana. But there is a 10% mandatory rate reduction in the bill as it stands right now.
Yeah, I guess the amendment, I was looking this up as you were talking, Pat Connick wanted 15%. Was that the deal?
My bill says 10% or more, and that's going to be up to the Commissioner of Insurance to determine, if they can go more than 10, then they can go more than 10. But you know, the minimum is 10.
All right, somebody else texted in here. How about making it harder to sue someone, look at the damage, look at the hospital bills, and say that's going to be a no, then make them pay court fees? How does that fit in with thresholds for jury trials, et cetera, Kirk?
Well, look, and I know you don't have a lot of time, so I'll try not to get too threshold is important. Many of your listeners have seen this a million times. I got a ding in my bumper. There was no damage. We were doing less than 5 miles an hour in the parking lot of a grocery store, and now I'm getting sued for $40,000. If my bill passes, they're going to have to bring that $40,000 ridiculous lawsuit in front of a jury. And you're going to have to convince people like you and I and your listeners that a ding on the bumper resulted in $40,000 worth of personal injury in Louisiana.
Well, I'm going to tell you what.
I mean,
Kirk, your phone's cutting out, but I think we got it. Basically, it's taking advantage of it. It's making a mountain out of a molehill, as the old cliche goes. And right. At what point do people a lot of times have – go ahead, finish, Kirk. Your phone was cutting out, but go ahead and finish, please.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you look at property damage to vehicles in Louisiana, we're right in line with everybody else in the country as far as dollar amount for property damage to a vehicle. But when it comes to bodily injury damage per accident, we're double the national average. How can that be? I mean, are our bodies more delicate than anywhere else in the country? We bear the cost of litigation with our premiums. We've got to get that cost of litigation in line with the rest of the country. And all my bill does is put us in line with everyone else in the country. It's not anything that nobody else has done. It's not anything that's never been tried. We looked at what other states are doing and why their premiums are lower, and that's simply what we're doing, nothing more.
Kirk, I appreciate your time. Y'all are going to be working until, or at least into June, so I know we'll talk to you again. Have a good day, all right?
Thank you, Tommy. Bye.
Keep your distance. All right, 8:30 now, time for WWL First News. When we come back, we'll get the other side of tort reform from those who are against this bill. Right now, it's Dave Cohen and WWL First News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.